The decisions do not contradict or reverse each other. They operate harmoniously together, hand in hand, to each properly address a different aspect of the constitutional federal taxing powers. Pollock in 1896 and Eisner in 1920 both uphold the constitutional prohibition on direct taxation without apportionment. Bruschaber and Stanton, both in 1916, uphold the federal power to tax indirectly in the form of an impost as a tariff.